podcast, Cry, Laugh, Eat, Making Friends with Your Emotions. My name is Ruth.
Hello, and my name is Helen. Welcome back. It's great to be with you again. Each week we talk about an emotion and then explore it in everyday life. And today we'll do the same.
And today we're looking at an interesting emotion, anger. We'd like to quote anger from our book, page 48, where anger says, actually it's page 47, sorry. Anger says, I am the voice in your head that tells you to stand up, to speak out, to fight back. So I'm going to say that one more time. I am the voice in your head that tells you to stand up, to speak out, to fight back. I don't think when you're in the throes of anger that that goes through your mind.
No, you usually just respond in the moment.
You do. And sometimes your thoughts aren't really, what would you call them?
They're not gathered, they're not centered often.
No.
When we're responding right in that moment of anger.
Mm.
Shall we explore a little bit that quote itself, the stand up, speak out,
yeah,
fight back? Mm. Sometimes people, the actions of other people knock us down, don't they?
Mm.
And standing up is where anger is our friend. It invites us to get back up, stand back up.
Mm. It can be a very intense little emotion, anger.
Mm-hmm.
It can actually stir deep feelings within you.
Mm.
And remember that when anger visits you, sometimes you'll feel some of these things. You'll feel hurt or powerless. You might even feel resentful or bitter.
Mm.
Anger also covers feelings like feeling frustrated, annoyed, insulted, irritated, or threatened or vengeful. So anger covers a whole myriad of feelings that are really deep-seated. And I'd like to invite, if you're listening, to think about the last time or a time when you have experienced any of those feelings in a deep-seated way, mm-hmm, where you haven't been understood or that something is really wrong or it's unfair, and how you've responded and what goes through your head, what happens to your body. But like Helen said earlier, today we're just going to look at the voice in your head that tells you to stand up and to speak out and to fight back.
And we want to share with you today how anger can help you to pause and find the wisdom in you, to find the things that really matter to you before you express yourself in that anger. Like I said before, when someone's actions knock you down, it can feel hard to get up, and anger invites us to stand back up. Anger would tell us we're worth the struggle to get back up. Don't stay down, get back up, because there's some things that are important to you.
Mm. And then the next phrase that anger encourages you to do is speak out. And the thing about speaking out, firstly, is that in order to speak out so that you're heard, you actually have to know for yourself what you're speaking out about. Mm. In other words, you have to understand, what on earth upset me? Why am I fuming about this? Has someone stepped on your toes, on your boundaries, or your values have been violated in some way? Or, yeah, you have to really understand, I think, what your truth is. And like Helen, you made a lovely list before. You have to consider the following things. What do you stand for? What are your values?
What is it that you're feeling?
Mm.
And why are you feeling that way?
Mm.
What is really important to you?
Mm. And, yeah, I like that one. Why is it so important to you?
Mm.
Because you don't feel angry for things that have no value.
Mm.
So you really, before you can speak out and speak your truth, you really need to understand yourself and know what it is that has upset you.
Have you ever been in a situation where you really felt angry at something that happened, and when you try to respond in that moment, you're like, your words of, like mine right now, challenging to find exactly what it is you want to say, and then you just feel frustrated, and so you may be responding back with anger, but you're not really saying what it is you want to say.
Mm.
That leaves you feeling disempowered. Mm. And we hope that today by sharing about stand up, speak out and fight back, as we'll explain in a minute, that these things can help you feel empowered as you share what it is that's really important to you to that other person.
And I think it's really important too when you're going to speak out, what that does when you start considering what it is that's upset you so much and why it's so important. You create the space, which we've discussed before, haven't we, Helen?
Yes.
So what is the space, Helen?
So the space is, and this comes from researchers in the past, one of them being Viktor Frankl, but between any event that happens and how you respond, if you create a space, you can then choose how you respond rather than simply react in the moment and have that frustrated feel like, oh, you just don't get me. And they may not get you because you weren't able to truly express what you feel in the way that you wanted to. So space is between the event that happens and how you respond, you create a space. So you've got time to think about what it is you really want to say and why you want to say it.
Okay. Helen, you know, we've talked about emotions being waves and riding the wave. What aspect of riding the wave, or what aspect of just being out on the shore, are we looking at?
I think that when anger comes, it's like that angry wave. So anger, first of all, may come at you from someone else, which then triggers your anger. Whatever the reason for that anger, it is like that wave. And I think if you want to create the space that we just spoke about, it's a really important time to surf that wave of anger until it calms down.
Quietly.
Quietly.
Surf that.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't get on your board and yell abuse in the background, because you may fall over.
Yeah. And you will usually feel less than who you really are. By the time you've let out all that anger, yeah, it lets off steam and it might feel good in the moment, but usually we haven't really said what we wanted to say, and usually we're not really understood when we're yelling at someone. And often it just gives them a weapon back.
It's very natural, isn't it, to feel anger?
It's very natural to feel that anger. And if we can surf that wave into the shore, that's where we can then sit and think, what am I feeling and why am I feeling this, and why is this situation so important to me? Because these things really matter. They really, really matter. What you think and feel really matters. So you want the time to explore what it is.
I so wish I'd known all these things when I was younger.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when I think about the experiences I've had in the past with anger, which have been many, in terms of hurt and resentful and frustrated and so on, I know it would have made my life much less stressful. Yeah.
I agree. I think for me it would have made me feel more empowered when I felt other people's anger coming at me. I would love to feel that sense of empowerment that I am feeling now.
And also I think it would have helped me to understand when others were angry. You know, I wouldn't have reacted to their anger. I would have understood that's quite natural. Give them space.
Go surf your wave.
Okay, so when we talk about fight back, we're not speaking about attacking or crushing. We're actually talking about just making a stand for yourself, defending how you feel, not becoming defensive.
It's about standing up for those things that are important to you, your values, and being able to express them in a way that will be heard. It's so important to understand this, that anger as a friend doesn't crush you and it doesn't crush others. When we feel angry, sometimes we may feel like crushing somebody. That's why we need to surf the wave.
Because
that's not your best self.
It's really important to remember that in times like that, the emotions are information. They are notifications. And what you do with that notification and information is really important. It's actually trying to help you, that particular emotion.
Yes, and help you, as we've been saying, to be able to express your needs and the things that are important. And it's a process. important to, yeah, to let anger bit by bit become your friend, so you're not reacting, you're learning to respond. And so one day you'll have a moment where you just may lash out when someone's made you angry. But if you can go away and think about that afterwards and think about, what was I feeling? Why was that important to me? Why did I feel that way? And when you understand that, you'll realize what it was that within you that was important and that may have been someone crossed a boundary. When you understand that, bit by bit you learn to understand what is truly important to you and why things make you angry at times. Then you'll be able to find the empowerment to share that to other people in a way that's quite respectful but also assertive.
You had an experience, Helen, that you were going to share with us. Thank you for that too.
Yeah, that's okay. Part of anger is being hurt, as you said before, Ruth. So I had someone who, and this person, something that they did really hurt. Now, they didn't intend to set out to hurt me because that's not their nature, but it did really hurt.
And in all relationships, there will always, you will always experience hurt.
That's right. That's
just natural.
That's just natural.
We're human.
So when I spoke to the person that I really care about how I felt, their response was, when you put someone on a pedestal, well, it's natural that they'll fall. I was really shocked by that response.
And how did you feel? Like, of all those feelings, you know, that come with anger, what was it that you were feeling?
I felt unheard, disrespected.
Annoyed?
I did feel annoyed, but I didn't understand it in the moment there. I didn't have my head around it. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely feeling annoyed.
Irritated?
Yes.
Okay, all these things.
All those things.
Faces of anger.
That's right. Mm. And what I did was, I knew I needed space to understand what was happening within me, because what happened was really, really important to me. It really crossed my boundaries. And so what I did was took myself away to think and remove myself from that person.
So at that point you were riding the wave.
I did ride that wave.
Of those intense feelings.
Yeah. Because I knew in that moment to react to that comment, my words were going to be pathetic because I hadn't thought about, and it was so important to me. I needed to say it right, because if we simply defend ourselves, you get into a fight with each other. You're just simply in defending mode. You're not actually going to hear each other.
You end up crushing.
You do crush.
Crushing each other rather than empowering.
That's right. And you're not really expressing those values and those things that are most important to you, simply in defense mode.
Mm.
And I didn't want to fall into that.
Mm.
So I went away and thought about, what am I feeling? Okay, I'm angry. I'm really angry at that. I'm angry at a bunch of things about what happened, but I'm angry at that response, at that person's response. I was feeling quite indignant that this was really wrong and unjust.
Which is exactly what anger notifies you.
Yeah, so I'd been notified, you are angry because something is wrong here.
This is wrong. This is unfair.
Yeah, and what is it? So then I thought about, we are always talking about the questions, what am I feeling?
Mm.
Why am I feeling it? And what do I need? And what are my choices? So this is what I did. I thought about it. I'm feeling angry. Why am I feeling angry? And I spent time thinking about what felt so wrong. I thought about why this matters to me and what are the values that I hold and where have they been dismissed or ignored or disrespected. And I thought about how I'd felt dismissed in that comment and about how my concerns had been overlooked and almost flipped back at me as if I had something wrong or had done something wrong. So then I thought, I really got quite passionate about what I felt and thought about that. For me, writing things down really helps me. So I wrote things down, and then I had lots of questions for that person. I wrote a sheet full of questions that were important to me to ask. Then I thought about, what do I need? I needed to feel respected. I needed to feel heard. I needed to feel understood.
Those are major needs.
They are, aren't they? Mm. I think we all have. Yeah. Well, we do all have those needs.
I know you're just rattling them off, but they're huge.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to be heard and feel understood, and we all need to be respected.
That's right. I'm glad you slowed me down there, because they are all human needs, to feel heard, to feel respected, and to feel understood. And then I realized I need to be able to express this face to face and say what I really think, and say it assertively and respectfully, because being respectful is who I am, but I really needed to say it assertively. Then I knew my last thing was, okay, what choices do I have now? So my choice was to, now I've gathered my thoughts, I know what they are, how do I want to say this? And I really just had said that. I wanted to say it respectfully and calmly. So that's what I did. I went to that person and shared those thoughts.
So really, I mean, there's so many layers in what you've just shared with us. But I suppose if we simplify it, I mean really simplify it, we can say that anger is a friend because it can be an important communication tool. And the reason it becomes a great communication tool is because it can help us to convey how serious something is to us and how important it is to us. And it signals that this particular thing needs attention, which is exactly what you were able to do through anger. By seeing it as a friend, you were able to create that space. And then you were able to ask yourself four important questions. What am I feeling? Why am I feeling this way? What do I need? What are my choices? Then anger helped you to be able to communicate that in an assertive way, to be heard, to stand up and to speak out and to defend or to fight, not in a crushing way, but in an empowering way.
Yes.
So you can see, I hope the listeners out there can actually feel and see just how amazing anger can be as a friend if you use it with wisdom and respect.
And a point from that too is, remember that you may need to surf the wave of that anger, let it calm first to get to the place of space, then use those four questions. And when you go to that person and express yourself calmly, assertively and respectfully, you know what's wonderful is that it doesn't matter then. Well, it does matter, of course, how they react. But when you stand your ground, you stand up, you speak out and you fight for your values, no matter how they react, how the other person responds to that is actually their issue, but you'll always feel empowered when you've truly expressed yourself. I think that's the power of using anger as a friend, learning to let anger become your friend.
Well, I must try this.
You do, Ruth.
We thank you so much for joining us, listeners out there.
We look forward to talking to you again next week.
Have a great week, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
We've got some thoughts on that. To me, stand up is a...
Don't worry about that. Oh. What aspect are we looking at when we're saying stand up? Oh, voice. Stand up, speak out. But actually stand...
Standing.
Standing. Oh my goodness.